You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is week 8 of the NFL season. It is a bye week here in Houston, but it is not a bye week for fantasy owners. And this year, more than any other year, you got to work as a fantasy owner because there are things going on each and every weekend that are just completely unorthodox with the coronavirus and everything else going on. So you need advice for the for your fantasy leagues, and we provide it for you each and every Friday at this time. We are joined by the foremost expert on fantasy football that we know. You can find her on Twitter, at The Real Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I am great, and I love that you're saying about advice. The best advice I can give to anyone in 2020 that's playing fantasy football is just be happy you're playing fantasy football.
Yeah,
most likely, you know, you're struggling to bye weeks are really hitting us because there's been so many injuries. And with the new IR, knowing that you don't want to throw players back on the waiver wire because you might have them back in 3 weeks, you sometimes look at your bench and realize, who am I going to cut here to bring somebody in? So just have fun with it. This isn't a year where I think we need to be uber competitive. Just keep setting your lineup, keep trying, enjoying the games, and looking at this as a time to really connect with your league mates and your friends.
Yeah, you bring that up. There's so many differences with the rules that they've put in place because of coronavirus, and I think a lot of teams are using that injured reserve rule to their advantage. Teams that haven't even had any coronavirus yet are using it to their advantage. How have you found that changing things for you, or how have you found it adjusting to the way you look at waivers and trades and things like that, knowing that some of these guys on your roster, like Christian McCaffrey, is going to be coming back pretty soon for owners of Christian McCaffrey? How has it affected handcuffs and everything else, the way you structure your roster?
Yeah, it's definitely made it more tricky, and it's definitely put you in a situation where, though waivers run mainly Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sometimes you can't make a good decision till Saturday. Because some of the news we're getting, like, oh, this facility has been shut down for 4 days. Week one, you may have panicked and gotten rid of all those players. I gave you an example last week. It was Joey Sly, the kicker from Carolina. Mm-hmm. I just have him on a ton of leagues because they have a later bye week, and I didn't want to deal with swapping out a kicker. And he was on the COVID list. Well, my friends that were in the leagues are texting me like, are you dropping him? I'm like, I'm going to wait till Saturday. What happens Saturday? He's off the list and he's able to play this week. So you got to be more patient, and you can't jump at every little bit of news that you have. Handcuffing is more valuable than ever. If you had Mike Davis, you really didn't miss a beat with Christian McCaffrey gone, and you can make that easy switch when McCaffrey comes back. But man, you know, there were so many running backs going down early the first couple of weeks, losing Saquon, losing Christian McCaffrey, losing your wide receivers and Michael Thomas and Devontae Adams. I think everybody just made so many moves that it was hard to keep your handcuffs. So yeah, one of your league mates is benefiting from your handcuff right now.
Yeah. Then I guess maybe, you know, you always try to go in deep, and I think a lot of people probably understand the importance of offensive line play. But the extra challenge this year is that at any given moment, a team might lose like three or four offensive linemen like the Giants this week. And that's going to affect his offensive line play, perhaps affected fantasy decisions far more than it ever has in the past.
It has. And, you know, also remember the opt-out date. There were a lot of linemen and defensive backs that opted out for this season over they being at more of an increased risk for COVID. So when you looked at the missing pieces before the season even started, you knew that these young players that were going to be brought up to replace them, they were really only going to be training in Zoom meetings. And that is not realistic for, you know, on-field play. So timing isn't really in sync. There's a lot of things that you just could not do. So it's definitely we're seeing it. We're seeing higher scoring games week after week because there's just no defense. And by the way, the defense is gassed by the fourth quarter. And that's just because younger players are going out there that aren't as conditioned. And the players that have been in teams, like I'll use the Patriots, for example. I was listening to a really good report yesterday about what the Patriots do that is so different before the season starts to build up their team and their players. And it's very military style and it's very routine and the players actually really like it. And look how much it benefits them. They always have an incredible defense and they always have stronger offense than we're looking at right now. Now you're looking at the Patriots just like any other team because they didn't get that time to really amp everything up. And it's not the same Patriots that we're used to. And you can't just blame it on COVID. You have to blame it on the routine that was broken for players that are used to it.
Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit, some fantasy football advice. All right, Lisa, let's get into some specifics here. I would encourage people text in your questions on Stardom and Sit'em, 713-572-4610. I am a CeeDee Lamb owner. I know there's Amari Cooper owners out there and Ezekiel Elliott owners, but especially as a CeeDee Lamb owner who's been, he's been dynamite as a rookie, but that was with the Cowboys' first two quarterbacks. What does this DiNucci thing do to owners of Cowboys skill guys this week? And who knows, until Andy Dalton gets back.
Yeah, this is really too much of an unknown. If you have the opportunity to bench CeeDee Lamb, bench Amari Cooper, bench Michael Gallup, I almost feel like you have to do it. If it's your only option, you're going to put him out there. Now, if you have the option to trade any of these guys, I would do that as well. I am out of the business of the Dallas Cowboys, even though they are my team. It's interesting to see Andy Dalton taking this long to get through concussion protocol, but look, that could change by Saturday. Again, the NFL has this great ability this season to not give us too much information and be able to change plans last minute. So we still could see Andy Dalton out there, but Dallas is just missing too many important pieces on the O-line and in the defense. And then when you add in the little weird mistakes, like when did Zeke start fumbling again? You know, what are we doing this season that is so off? It just seems like the energy is really bad. You heard Jerry Jones do a really off-putting interview the other day about how disappointed he is. He sees no leadership. Like, it's just combusting from the inside in. So I say this week, you got to bench him or see if there's a league mate that wants to buy in.
Lisa, I'm going to confess to something here, and it's that I have watched very little of Terry McLaurin, the young
Scary
receiver.
Terry?
Yeah. Like, and honestly, this is where fantasy football is good sometimes, because like before fantasy, you'd have no reason to even think anything about Terry McLaurin, but he's 11th in the league in points and he's doing a great job. How much of it are you buying in terms of him being long-term versus him playing in garbage time? Like, how for real is Terry McLaurin?
Terry McLaurin is the real deal. He showcased his abilities last season. I have him on quite a few of my teams. If Terry McLaurin was on a better team, you wouldn't even be talking about him in the tone that you are. He's in a situation where he has dealt with multiple quarterbacks and he is still 11th in the league in receiving. Like, he just gets it done. Let's just say hypothetically you were able to put him with Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs. This kid would be the next Tyreek Hill. He's so fast after the catch. That's what I love about him. And he makes plays happen because he has been having to adapt. It's so cool to see a receiver who has been able to adapt to this many quarterbacks and still succeed, because that lets you know his skill set is there. This kid is a playmaker. I'd love to see him in a better environment, but he is the real deal. And you're right. Fantasy football makes you notice players that you would never notice. You're probably not even into watching the Washington football team if you weren't playing fantasy football. That's the greatest thing about fantasy football for the NFL in general. It really opens up the scope of what and who you're watching.
Well, and Lisa, I don't think a lot of people are seeking out the Bengals or the Chargers on the weekend on Sunday Ticket, or, you know, waiting for their highlights on the Red Zone. But Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert have been two really good, I was going to say good rookie quarterbacks. In fantasy football, they've been just good quarterbacks. They've been, especially Burrow, been putting up numbers. Where do you have both of those rookie quarterbacks right now? You know, what segment of the quarterback rankings do they fall in? Are they in top 10, top 15? Where are they for you right now?
They're in about the top 12, and they're inching up closer. Herbert would be even closer if he had stats for the entire season. Tyrod did get in a couple of games. Herbert has been dynamic to watch. He's so calm. He can make a mistake and then come back out there and be fine. He takes good hits. And then Burrow, who I drafted in quite a few of my leagues, I just really like his style of play. I thought it was going to be hard for him with the Bengals, but he is making his receivers look really good. AJ Green being decent this season for him as well. I mean, Joe Burrow, just like it must have been hard when you're looking at a team and going, who is he going to throw the ball to? But look, he's got players. He's making it happen.
How about the Odell Beckham Jr. injury? What's the impact there on fantasy, both with Baker, the Cleveland wide receiver rotation, maybe even keeper league guys who have Odell on their team? What's the Odell Beckham ACL impact?
This is a bummer. At this point in Odell's career, I worry that this could be really the beginning of the decline, right? The move out of New York wasn't great for him. He hasn't really connected and been in sync with Baker Mayfield to the point that we thought he would. He's not a star like he was a star when he was a New York Giant. I think for fantasy owners, you know, you just got to drop him. You're not going to have him this season. If you're in a dynasty league, you're going to have to wait and see what happens at the end of the season, how we hear he's recovering from this surgery. But I do think this is a bit of the decline. Now, for Baker Mayfield, I think this makes his life a lot easier because for some reason, I don't think he had that chemistry to be able to get the ball where he wanted it to Odell. So now that he doesn't have to worry about feeding that target, it's going to be interesting to see what he gets done without that little distraction of OBJ.
His QBR with Odell on the field and with Odell off the field, drastic difference. And not the way you think, drastic difference.
No,
to your point, Lisa, it's
right.
Much better,
yeah,
with Odell.
Much better.
Off of the field. Yeah, all right, let's do some stardoms and sit-ems. 713-572-4610. Let's rapid fire some of these. Lisa, we have a Deshaun Watson owner here who's quarterback, obviously on a bye this week. Should I start my backup Jared Goff against Miami or pick up Joe Burrow? Wow, pick up Joe Burrow versus Tennessee.
Oh, it's going to be so much more fun to pick up Joe Burrow.
Yes.
I mean, Jared Goff against Miami, that's a pretty easy matchup as well, but the excitement's going to be all about Tua, right? Pick up Joe Burrow. It's so exciting that he's available. And even with Deshaun, there might be a matchup or two where you look at Joe Burrow and say, I'm going to play him over Deshaun this week. Why not? So, yes on Joe Burrow.
Mayfield, Tannehill, or Herbert, all available to be picked up since Watson is on a bye, and I cut Cam Newton. If you're an elite, wow, how many teams are in your league? Eight? Mayfield, Tannehill, and Herbert are all available on the waiver wire right now. What's your stack ranking for those three guys? I guess maybe stack ranking, Lisa, specifically for this week, since when Watson comes back, presumably that becomes this guy's starter again.
I would go Herbert, Tannehill, and Mayfield. That would be how I rank them.
Let's see, Le'Veon Bell or Boston Scott?
Lev Bell, for sure. This is a revenge game. I mean, he gets to start his first game for the Kansas City Chiefs against the coach that he hates with all of his might. The Jets are still playing. They're still paying Lev Bell. I love this whole story. It's fantastic. Play Lev Bell if you got him.
Now, Boston Scott, him playing into this storyline factors in with the Miles Sanders injury, right?
It does, but Boston Scott is very hot or cold. He has about three or four big games a season, then everybody goes out and gets him on the waiver wire, and then he does nothing for like 2 weeks. So I am not looking at this as a big Boston Scott day, and also the Lev Bell pick is just so over the top compared to Boston Scott.
Hunter Henry or Jonnu Smith this weekend?
Ooh, Jonnu Smith against Cincy. That's just a tasty matchup right there. What Cincy gives up in that secondary to tight ends. I'm going Jonnu Smith.
All right, a flex position, Josh Jacobs against the Browns or Jonathan Taylor against the Lions?
I'm going to go Josh Jacobs against the Browns. This kid's tearing it up. I think, you know, Cleveland's defense has been beat to shreds. So go Josh Jacobs.
All right, last one, and it's not a stardom sit-em, it's a keeper question. This person drafted CeeDee Lamb in the sixth round. If he keeps him, he would be his fourth round pick next year. So it's a keeper league, but it's like you using your pick for the following year, but two rounds up. Should he hold on to him or look to trade him now? Should he basically look at, if you can get CeeDee Lamb in the fourth round in 2021, is it worth keeping him?
He is, because he's going to go higher than that in 2021. Remember, we have short-term memory here. We're going to be picturing Dak back out there and Dak working really well with CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is a dynamic receiver who I believe will go in the second to third round of drafts next season.
I agree. Lisa Ann, she is at The Real Lisa Ann on Twitter, and she joins us each and every Friday to dish out that fantasy advice. Lisa, you're the best. We appreciate it, and good luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
Enjoy the games. Thanks for having me and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Ann joining us on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.